Mero nam Roxy Cruz de Hoyoso. My name is Roxy Cruz de Hoyos. I am taking Pitzer College students on the Pitzer Study Abroad program around Kathmandu for a tour of the local temples and the old Tibetan Indian trade routes. So this is Jana Bahal, the home of Seto Machendranath, a patron deity of the Kathmandu Buddhist Newars. Both Buddhists and Hindus worship in their own respective religions or practices and beliefs, and they don't conflict with each other at all. They're not at odds with each other. Do you want to walk in to see a little bit? Every morning and evening they come here to play music as a puja or a bhajan to do a worship. It's a musical worship that they do here.
What year were you born in?
1987. Born and raised East LA. At Eagle Rock High School, there was a Latino majority. So when I had the switch, not far away from Eagle Rock, just 30 minutes down the 210 freeway, when I made the switch to the private liberal arts college, it was very dramatic for me how few Latinos there were. Well, it's funny. Growing up at Eagle Rock High School, I think seen more as like half Caucasian, and I think I was one of the more fair-skinned students at my school, but as soon as I got to Pitzer, I was actually quite dark. It's an interesting perception based on where I am, how I look. It's very ethnically ambiguous, people say.
And now that you're in Nepal, they think you're Nepali, right?
Oh, there is not a single day of my life here that somebody doesn't tell me I look Thakai Nepali. I look exactly Nepali. So I've been on a Fulbright from 2009 to 2010, studying the effects of out-migration on rural agriculture and agricultural practices, traditional knowledge, and food security in Middle Hill villages throughout the Himalayas. All of the growth that's happening all over Asia is on the backs of Nepalis. They're the ones who build all of the buildings. They're the ones that all the construction laborers. You know, I sometimes see Nepalis working here, and I swear I'm looking at all of the Mexicans who are hanging outside of Home Depot down the street from my house. You know, they're waiting for work. I want to get to my village. I start here in Kathmandu. I leave here from Ratna Bus Park, and to get to one of my villages, Simigau, I get to the bus park at 5 o'clock in the morning. The closest villages that I do my research in, it takes a minimum of 2 days. One day, all day on a bus. For one of my villages, I go to Simigau in eastern Nepal. It takes an all-day bus ride on the most undeveloped road you've ever been on. It's really bumpy and it's dusty, and you're flying around in the bus and you're jam-packed with people in there and all of their stuff. And if you decide to sit on top of the bus, you're up there with the goats, and sometimes the goats and chickens are inside with you, and that's an all-day bus ride, and sometimes I think that's more exhausting than the trek up there.
So what do you do for fun?
We sing, we dance, and we drink chang. Chang is it's like either millet, corn, or rice alcohol. Or we drink Roxy, which ironically enough is my name, and is distilled rice whiskey or millet whiskey, but it's quite strong, and villagers love to drink it after a hard day of work. I know I want to go to grad school. I know I want a master's, PhD. I've always been really interested in plants and plant breeding and environment, and everything is tied together, so hopefully, you know, that everything I learn helps somebody out there, somewhere. Namaste.